driving 104's fastest growing podcast. It's the legend. And the loudmouth.
This is the song they're playing in every NFL war room, trying to figure out who the quarterbacks are. It's time, anywhere you are, by whatever method you are listening and socially distancing, we thank you for choosing this podcast. Happy February, Grant.
Yep, absolutely.
This is actually the legitimate audio from the Detroit Lions and Los Angeles Rams war rooms. What a week it's been. We had to bust out the Benny Hill theme again because it might have been the craziest quarterback discussion we've had over the last couple of weeks.
Right.
Quite some time. And we thought we'd open up with Super Bowl week where we've obviously got plenty of time to talk about the game on Thursday. But the entire quarterback situation in the National Football League has, you know, just gone full on.
I see how you did that. You incorporated
it. You like that? I mean, every time you talk about it, it's just this discussion about quarterback after quarterback and who's going where, and it kind of drives me.
You're trying way too hard.
I mean, geez, if you stop and think about it, it's like there's a circus going on. Wow. Are we good?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but honestly, this has been a weird and wild offseason. We're not even to the offseason yet.
It just seems like that the offseason is just as important as the regular season is. It's just there's always some sort of trade going on or some free agency signing that sends the NFL going. It's just like,
but usually they wait till after the Super Bowl for that, don't they?
Nope. Hindsight 2020, you know, it's just kind of the way it is.
We've become this has become NBA Twitter all of a sudden in the last few weeks in the quarterback market.
Right.
So we're going to spend some time talking about that here on the Monday show, and we'll also touch briefly on a couple of other items. February 1st is a very famous day, of course, in Super Bowl history.
Just do it now. I mean, seriously.
What?
Get your patriot crap out of the way. Get your patriot crap.
Why? You don't want to hear about that?
Because you played it four times setting the show up.
Well, first of all, this happened on this one. I believe this was XXXVIII, right?
Right.
The Patriots looking for a second Super Bowl title in 3 years from 41 yards.
It was good.
Patriots 32, Carolina 29. And of more recent vintage.
Out of half a minute. Second and goal. Baldwin sets up on the left. Play clock at 5. Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Unreal.
Wow. Well, two amazingly big Patriots Super Bowl wins. Of course, two of Tom Brady's you know, six championships as he goes for number 7 coming up this side. It's hard to believe we're 6 days away from Super Bowl Sunday. That's crazy to me. That's crazy! I ran out of crazy clips.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, that 2004, the first clip, the 32-29 win from Patriots over Panthers. And then I didn't play this clip, but also this was the date in 2009 that Ben Roethlisberger hits Santonio Holmes for the tutty to beat Arizona.
It's 2009. You can't say that yet.
What?
Tutty. You can't say that yet.
Why can't I say tutty?
Wasn't invented back in 2009. The phrase tutty. You can't say tutty.
Whatever. I can say tutty if I want. No, I'm trying to be. I'm trying to be one of the cool kids.
Mm-mm.
So, anyway, we'll talk about the Super Bowl more Thursday. We'll also break down the rock fight of the weekend between the Baez and then the UMKC Ruse.
Oh boy.
wow, that was bad basketball. Vizen should not be happy about that this last weekend. You did get the split, but we'll talk more about that later. And then we've got a famous birth to inform you of later on in the show. But because we're talking quarterbacks, and of course, all those quarterbacks play in the National Football League. All right. Here's what we're going to do. I have prepared the list of 32. Okay? All quarterbacks in the NFL right now.
Mm-hmm.
I have divided that list, Grant, into four distinct categories for teams. Right. We have the safe group.
Okay.
Which means guys that I feel are guaranteed to start next year for their teams. I have the semi-safe group, which are guys that are currently starting, but you know that if a better option came along, these guys would all be cast over the side of the boat.
Right.
We have unsafe, which means if one of those guys above got cast out of the side of the boat, the unsafe guys would be in trouble. They're already basically walking the plank. And then we have the flat-out open jobs.
Ass on fire group.
Well, yeah, that, it's mostly because there isn't anybody sitting in the seat to take the fire.
Hot seat.
So,
the hot seat.
The hot seat. So, with that being said, Grant has not seen my rankings.
I didn't choose to see them.
Yes, you didn't choose to see them?
I didn't choose to see them.
Is that what the distinction we're making?
Yes, I didn't choose to see them.
Okay. So, here are the quarterbacks I feel, and again, feel free to disagree.
Okay.
Now, we should point out, too, that this list was originally at 10 when I first did it.
Yes.
It's now up to 12, and I have a 13th. I probably should move into the safe category, but you tell me.
Mm-hmm.
But here are the 12, the apostles, if you will,
okay,
of the quarterback position in the NFL. I feel Buffalo and Josh Allen is a pretty safe bet for next year.
Okay.
Agreed?
Yes.
Okay. I feel Cleveland and Baker Mayfield pretty safe.
Sure.
I feel Lamar Jackson and Baltimore pretty safe.
Sure.
Okay. I feel Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City is probably a safe bet.
It's beyond the lock.
Okay. Man. I'm going to take a wild guess that Tom Brady is probably safe as the Tampa starter.
To come back, yes.
Right. I would say Joe Burrow is a lock to come back as the starter in Cincinnati.
Yes.
I would say, based on the contract extension, Ryan Tannehill is a lock to start in Tennessee.
Waste $100 million, but okay.
I figure for the Chargers, Justin Herbert is the man.
You mean Easton Stick isn't going to start?
No, I don't think so. Kyler Murray is the unquestioned starter in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Wilson is the unchallenged starter in Seattle.
In Tampa.
Not in Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
So that was my original 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, came the trade. In case you have lived under a rock for the past few days, Jared Goff of the Rams, now of the Lions, Matt Stafford, the Lion, is now the Ram. Matt Stafford as a Ram just seems wrong, but he's going to have to get used to hearing it.
Hit that horn! Hit that horn! Got to get a new horn!
Is that an I Can Win horn? I
don't know what that is. I'm not sure what kind of horn that is. Let's talk about your thoughts, Grant, on the trade.
I hate the trade on both sides.
You don't like the trade, the Goff and Stafford
trade?
Why?
No, because, one, I don't think either team got a good deal out of it.
Why didn't the Lions? See, now I disagree. I think the Lions got the better of the deal.
The Lions got, what, two first-round picks and a fourth-rounder? I think that's how I read it. And Goff.
Isn't it good that they got the picks?
Yeah, it's good they got the picks, but Goff isn't going to help you.
Are they going to... Okay, regardless of who the...
The first round picks at the waist.
I'm not done.
Okay.
Who, in their right mind, thought Detroit was going to win with Matthew Stafford this year coming up at quarterback?
They won the same amount of games with Goff.
Well, good. Then, so wouldn't you rather win... If they're going to win six games with Goff or Stafford, why not win six with Goff and get your draft picks?
Two first round picks that they will waste, so...
Well, you
it's
may.
It's the Lions, dude. You know how this works.
You may think they're going to waste them, but
they have them. They have them, but they've wasted almost all of them. For them, they'll waste on a receiver, like they've done every other time they've had a first round pick. Charles Rogers, Williams. It's just like, you know what? They can't pick in the first round. It takes a generational talent just for them to make the playoffs. Even then, they don't make the playoffs.
Okay, so the Lions get a 3rd and 21, all right, a 1st and 22, and a 1st and 23. It's the first trade that I played music to in a long time. It's the first. It's a 3rd round and 21, 1st round and 22, 1st round and 23. First exchange of former number one overall picks in the common draft era. That makes it interesting.
And the Rams didn't get anything with Stafford, so I'm not, both teams lost this trade. It's a lose-lose situation for both teams.
Okay, the Rams don't have another first-round pick until 2024. Wow.
Why do you hand out draft picks like it's candy? I just don't get it.
So, again, if you're going to lose that many games anyway, why not lose... If you don't like Goff in 2 years, you throw him over the boat, side of the boat, and say good riddance and start over.
Starting over since 2008.
Well, but again, if you're going to start over anyway, why not start over with a fresh quarterback who's ready to prove his critics wrong and number one draft picks to go with it so you can get some talent to surround him with? Why is that bad? I'm confused.
It just isn't a good deal to me. Just because the two quarterbacks...
You have no other thing that just doesn't feel right to me.
Both of them suck. So, you know, what's the difference between the two?
Jared Goff took the Rams to a Super Bowl.
With an ungodly talented team.
Did he still start in the Super Bowl?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll give him that.
How many Super Bowls Stafford gone to?
Zero. How many playoff games has he won?
Zero. He's won the same number of playoff games that you and I have. Okay. Do I think he's a generational talent? No.
No.
Do I think he is a quarterback within that system with proper coaching and weapons that can take the team to the playoffs? Yes.
Yes.
Do I think he's a Super Bowl winning quarterback? Nope.
No.
If you're the Rams, you gave up too much.
Yep.
But that's why the Lions won the trade. Because they get a contract that'll be friendly to them to dump in a couple years. If he takes it the other way, they're going to be an awesome trade for them. Plus, they've got the picks no matter what, which they could deal for other players or make their own picks, I guess. And
right.
So that's why you won't really know how this trade comes out for a few more years. But, man, tough to say to me that they didn't win that trade.
I don't think either team won the trade. It's a pretty even losing trade, in my opinion.
Well, and that's honestly the polling that I've seen on it. Says it's about a 50-50 deal. Isn't that what a trade should be?
Right. That was thinking.
But I think the Lions got the better of the deal by getting Goff. They're going to suck anyway.
Did I also forget to mention that before this season, he had a 69-82-1 record as a starter?
Stafford?
For the Lions, yeah.
Surprised it's that good.
I mean, he's this great quarterback. Well, he's had, let's see, Calvin Johnson, he's had a couple good backs, and he still
that
can't.
You can't name.
Yeah.
Kind of. Right.
Kerryon Johnson.
Did I mention that Matthew Stafford was friends with Clayton Kershaw? Has that been brought up by anybody?
Why is it such a big deal with people? I don't get it.
I don't either.
Right. One's an NFL quarterback. That was a pitcher for the Dodgers. We get it.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. We get it. But we understand.
I've heard it from so many places.
He had Eric Ebron. I mean.
Yeah. He had Eric Ebron.
He did.
That's great. Right. Three playoff games in his entire season with Detroit.
I know it's Seattle, Dallas, and what's the other one?
According to Pro Football Reference, it was New Orleans.
Don't even remember.
That was in 2012. The 7th.
Oh, Lord.
It was 1-7 of 12. We might have been busy with a national title game or something weekend. But they lost 45-28 to New Orleans. Either way, all three playoff games on the road. 0-3 with 4 touchdowns and 3 picks in those particular games. By the way, Stafford, also, by the way, in those games, rushed for a touchdown.
Yay.
As well. I don't see that. I was just going to look up his record here against like the Vikings and those teams, but
did he beat Kirk once? I don't think he's beaten Kirk.
I don't know. I'd have to find
out. I don't think he's beaten Kirk in three seasons.
Well, it's going to be tough. I mean, he's going to be in a tough division now for the foreseeable future too. That's going to.
I haven't seen him winning more than 2 divisional games. That division is so much better than what Stafford's faced in the NFC North.
Let's see. Stafford against the Vikings, 8-13 in his career. Including, he has not beaten the Vikings since week 15 of 2017. Was the last time they've beaten the Vikings.
2017?
Yep. It was October of 2017. They won 14-7. And
I don't remember this game at all.
It was very... it was not.
Was this a 13-3 year, or was
it? Was not exactly memorable.
Was it the 13-3 year, or was it Thursday?
Well, this was the Case Keenum year. Yes.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That was
forget about 14-2 that year.
Yeah, that was a stinker game. God. In fact, the Vikings only scored once, and actually, it was their future former teammate Amir Abdullah who scored the other touchdown. Yeah, that was a bad game. And it's not like Stafford lit it up. He was only. It was one of Abdullah's best games. But anyway, 8-13 for Stafford against the Vikings. And no, he did not beat Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins. He's 0-6? Yeah.
That would be right. I suppose it would be 0-5. Because he didn't play the other
David
one.
Bleer.
David Bleer, I believe, played the other game. So that's why. But otherwise, he had a 3-game winning streak there against him for a while. But not to be. So yeah, but. All of these games in the last few years have been, it was 5 straight losses. Now, just to give you an idea, against Green Bay it was worse. Stafford was 7-13 against Green Bay. So, not very good division games. And just for full disclosure, against the Bears, he was 11-9. He actually had a winning record against the Bears, so that's just a little bit better.
At least he won the bat. At least he was the king of the jungle, man.
He was indeed. By the way, his record against the Rams, which I can't quite find as we speak here.
Who cares?
He is a lifetime 2-3 against the Rams. For what it's worth. Anyway, so that's what's going on there. So. Again, to recap the safe quarterbacks. Allen, Mayfield, Burrow, Jackson, Tannehill, Mahomes, Herbert, Kyler Murray, Russell Wilson, Tom Brady, Jared Goff, Matt Stafford. Now, I probably should move quarterback number 13 in the safe list. It's probably Aaron Rodgers, because I don't think he's going anywhere.
He shouldn't, but this is whiny Aaron Rodgers.
Right, so that's why he was on the top of my semi-safe list. They're not going to cut him. They're not going to trade him. They're not going to bench him. So I thought...
He's the biggest whiner and crybaby I think I've ever seen in this great league. It's just, shut up. You have every advantage going for you, and you still can't make another Super Bowl.
But he did have a cool video of himself riding around in the back of his truck.
I saw that.
He was driving in, just for the context, he was driving around in the back of which offensive lineman's pickup truck was that?
Yeah, with a big thing of beer in his hand. Who cares? It's just, he's had everything going for him the past decade as a starter, and he still can't get to more than one Super Bowl.
Right.
It's just, I'm done with the whining and complaining that he does when he doesn't get his way. Watching him with that confused look on his face, that's the best feeling ever, watching him frustrated, because he was almost never frustrated. It's like he goes back to pass, it's like, just that calm, cocky confidence that, I'm going to beat you. Just, we're 17 now.
Must be
so watching and watching lose is always good to me.
Let's talk about each one of the semi-safes as we go here. I have Kirk Cousins as a semi-safe.
If Deshaun Watson's available, trade for him immediately.
But odds, you would say odds are most of that.
Kirk will be back next year, which
I know you love.
Painful, but yeah, sure.
Dak Prescott, I have on the semi-safe list.
It depends on the years of the contract. Is all it's taken for them to sign him. From my, Cowboy Insider.
Yeah, your Cowboy Insider.
Yeah, my Cowboy Insider says that they offered him $40 million a year. He turned it down. But it's because of the contract length that he's looking for. Like, the Cowboys want 5, he wants 4 because of the salary cap. It's going to go up in a couple of years. And they're like, well, or the new CBA, I think, also comes into play there. And he's like, I want 4 years. I want to be here until the new CBA. And the Cowboys, will give you 5. It's just, they need to make up their minds, because otherwise Dak's get franchised again. I don't think he wants to get franchised again.
But do you agree he's on the semi-safe?
Yeah. Okay.
Ben Roethlisberger, semi-safe.
He should have retired, right? He should have retired.
if Ben wants to come back, I think he'll come. He'll be allowed to come.
The Steelers aren't a team that wants to get rid of people. I mean, they've had, what, 3 head coaches in the past 50 years of the franchise?
They've had all of 3 coaches.
They just don't get rid of coaches, and they don't get rid of quarterbacks. And it's just, it's several. Once they got Ben, they weren't going to do anything to the quarterback position. And Mike Tomlin's been a pretty average head coach over the past decade.
Roethlisberger just...
He looks old and fat.
Those last 5 games or 6 game stretch or
old,
whatever
it was... Old, fat, inconsistent. That's what
it
looked like.
Not good. So, I wonder if they do really want to keep him around. But...
They won't cut him because he's been an officer.
Right. So. Matt Ryan on this
list.
He's
safe.
You think he's safe enough that you would lock him in for next year?
Mm-hmm.
So you would think he should be on my lock list?
Yes.
Okay. I think there's more odds.
The Falcons are the same way with Matt Ryan. It's just
that's what I just said.
Yeah.
Oh,
like the Falcons love him so much that they're going to keep him around because he won an MVP, brought him to a Super Bowl. I mean,
how'd that one go?
Still got there. It's just the Jared Goff comparison. He still got there. He still won an MVP.
He was a hell of a lot closer to winning than Goff.
He won an MVP, and he's just. The Falcons love him so damn much that they'll keep him around.
Boy, they got a nice supporting. I mean, Ridley and Jones and.
Tom Gurley was on his arthritis pills are in check. You know,
I'm just saying.
They don't need a quarterback right now.
But
you have needs on defense that are way more than the quarterback position right now.
They do have needs on
defense. I mean,
they're
secondary. I mean, the defensive line's beat up. I mean, they just need some defensive talent up front. Not Zach Wilson right now, who I hate.
You do have a...
hate Zach.
You do have a hatred for Zach Wilson. Okay. Now, and then the last kind of veteran semi-safe I have on here is Derek Carr from Oakland.
Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas. Sorry. I knew I was going to... It's LV week. I should know that by now.
He's on the fence to me.
I
feel like...
Is he completely... But if you were a betting man and you were to put money on whether he would return, who would be the Vegas starter?
Probably Carr, but...
Yeah, that's...
But it's just like... Gruden wouldn't be afraid to dump him, I feel like. Gruden would like to have a younger quarterback in there. It just, he plays great against Kansas City, but he sucks against a lot of other teams. It seems like the games against Kansas City, he was flawless.
Okay.
But it's like Ken O'Brien against the Dolphins. He was phenomenal against the Dolphins, but he sucked against a lot of other teams.
Nobody listening to this podcast remembers Ken O'Brien
you
playing
do.
The Dolphins.
You
well, I do. And maybe one other person does. Where'd Ken O'Brien go to school, by the way?
California Davis.
Cal Davis, baby. That's right. Okay.
You got beat by the Vikings.
Now, two of the younger semi-safes. I feel like Daniel Jones...
He's safe.
Not completely.
Yes, he is.
No.
Yes, he is.
No.
Yes, he is.
Completely... You'd put him in the lock list with Josh Allen and that guy.
Yep.
Daniel Jones would
they
get...
They have needs on the offensive line.
Daniel Jones would get tossed over the edge quicker than you could blink if Deshaun Watson was a trade possibility. That's why he's on the semi-safe list. If they could upgrade that position, they would do it. Would they not?
Good luck getting him, then. They don't have any sort of trade capital to make that work.
What if I want to get rid of Saquon Barkley who can't stay healthy?
You can't trade Saquon Barkley.
I can't?
No.
Can't, no. Just like we can't trade Deshaun Watson.
We trade Deshaun Watson, what Saquon wants to be in New York. Deshaun doesn't.
Saquon can't stay on the field.
True.
He's a non-factor. Okay. Well, that's why we bring this list up. And the last on my semi-safe list is Tua Tagovailoa.
You have Fitzpatrick in there?
No.
So
Fitzpatrick is getting to the point, at some point he's going to have to be done.
Yeah.
But Tagovailoa, man, they had him in the run. He would have been in the playoffs. Playoffs?
But it's just... The team that just some teammates don't like him. The coaching staff likes him, but it's just the point where
he played seven friggin' games,
and his teammates weren't very impressed. In
well, that's
six
why he's
seven.
On the semi-safe list.
He should be a tier lower.
You think his job is unsafe?
Yes, it's him or Fitzpatrick.
They got way too much money invested in him to be.
It's
unsafe.
Him or Fitzpatrick, so they haven't made their minds up yet. So
fine, but they're sure as hell not getting rid of him.
No. Get rid of him? No, but I...
He thinks you have a different perspective on the quarterback position than I do.
I do.
All right. 6 guys I consider unsafe. Absolutely unsafe. Sam Darnold from the Jets.
Sala likes him, though. If the head coach likes you, you're staying around.
Maybe.
I put him more into the
but I got the number. Safe list. I got the... Please. I got the number two draft pick with Justin Fields sitting there.
But I can trade it for multiple draft picks. I mean...
That's why it's unsafe.
I think he's semi-safe. If the head coach likes you, you're staying around.
Cam Newton. Unsafe in New England.
Free agent.
Yeah. Unsafe.
He's a free agent. He's not going back.
Okay. Denver. Drew Locke. Again, they would toss him out the window this second. If
no, but remember, Denver likes the tall and white quarterback.
So remember, John Elway isn't in charge anymore.
That doesn't matter. It's ever since Peyton Manning, it's been tall and white.
That's Vic Fangio is going to get fired anyway, so at some point.
Why was he hired again? Because of one good season with the Bears? Okay.
Drew Locke is unsafe to me.
Okay.
Mitch Trubisky. Unsafe.
He should be cut, but they won't do that.
Unsafe at best,
because,
though.
Yeah, because Ryan Pace is like, but maybe keep developing him. It's been 4 years, Ryan, and he hasn't developed worth into anything.
The second Matt Nagy needs to go to Nick Foles, he'll absolutely do it.
Yeah, so Ryan, he isn't the answer. You just got to move on and deal with it.
Carolina, Teddy Bridge H2O, Bridgewater. Unsafe.
I would stick with him, but...
No, but again, for purposes of this, is he safe, semi-safe, or unsafe?
Semi-safe.
Are you kidding me?
They need help on...
You have a lot more semi-safe guys than that. I think, again, if the second a better quarterback became available, Teddy's done. He's already proven he's nothing better than a caretaker quarterback.
They need a tight end. I mean, it's just like...
What the hell does that have to do with anything?
They need a tight end. They need Kyle Pitts.
Please. You think that's going to change Carolina around?
Yeah.
They are two drafts away easily from being
at least
a super, even a remote contender.
Oh, please. Come on, man.
Really? Who are they going to beat in that division the way they're constructed?
Nobody.
Exactly. They're 1-5. They're going to be 1-5 in that division.
They're two drafts away from being really good.
No, they're two drafts away from being a playoff contender.
No. In that division, no.
Really? The three leading quarterbacks in that division, in case you haven't noticed, are all either old, retiring old, or getting old. Have you noticed that?
Yeah,
Brady, Ryan,
Breeze. I got a goat, an MVP, and a Swiss Army knife.
You will not win that division
in
the next couple years.
I know that.
That's why. When Teddy's caretaker years are up, they will toss him aside like yesterday's newspaper. Does anybody read the paper anymore?
No.
They will toss him out like last week's garbage.
You're searching now.
Well, nobody reads the newspaper anymore, especially not your generation.
No.
The last on my unsafe list is Jimmy G. Unsafe at any speed.
I feel like TV Mix, he'd be throwing like some 3-team deal with the Vikes and the Texans.
I feel like Jimmy G... is going to
be the most overrated quarterback I've ever seen.
Let's talk about the rumor we heard earlier. We should get back to this real quick.
Before we start? No.
There was some Twitter gossip.
No!
I don't think I've ever seen the sound meter do that. There's
a
rumor that Kirk Cousins may be being looked at as a possible deal with the 49ers.
No!
And I don't know if that would mean Jimmy G comes to the Vikings.
No, 3-team deal, please. We get Watson, someone gets Kirk, someone gets Jimmy, and then it's just...
Jimmy G, who... It's hard to believe this, that 1 year ago, this week, Jimmy G was
a starting quarterback in
Jimmy
the Super
G
Bowl.
Was 7 minutes from winning the Super Bowl.
He might be the worst quarterback to play in a Super Bowl.
We've already had this conversation, and it is not him.
Trent Dilfer?
Yes.
Jimmy G.
But Trent Dilfer did win.
Yeah, he won a Super Bowl. He actually threw a touchdown pass.
Trent Dilfer is a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
So was Brad Johnson.
So was Jeff Hostetler and a few others. Brad Johnson, no, we're never going to agree on Brad Johnson. Anyway,
okay,
that's not going to happen. Now, Now for the six that I will, they're open. Okay,
Deshaun Watson, the only reason why he's in your bottom tier, I'm guessing, is because of the trade.
Well, because it's open. I mean, I don't think he's going to play there, and if he does, we got a long way to go before we get there.
But here, if you're the Texans, what do you do with him? You can't trade him because they don't want to trade him.
You let him sit. You just say, "F you," and sit on the bench.
That's what I would do with him. I think the Texans swallow their pride and saying, you know what? He doesn't want to be here, neither does J.J. Watt. Let's just get rid of both of them and get some guys who want to be here.
Who is the Houston backup? Do you even know? I need to look this one
up. Tom Savage?
No, it can't be, is it?
It very well could be.
Really?
Is it Tom Savage? Because he's the only one I can think of who played a down last year.
Seem like that's right to me. A.J. McCarron.
Is Savage not on the roster anymore?
I don't know.
It was there last year. Is he there now?
I will find out as we speak.
Let's find out.
Josh McCown is actually the third. Well, remember, I remember this. There was some talk that they were going to make Josh McCown was a potential head coach candidate. They were talking about doing that. Yeah, I do remember.
Why? Why make him a head coach? What has he done to deserve a starting quarterback? He's played for 20 teams.
But they have the Johnson brothers, David and Duke, for the... and then they have Kiki Kuti and Brandon Cooks, who's been in 913 different teams.
He's good, but he's just a tradable receiver.
And Isaiah Coulter and Chad Hansen.
Probably some Ivy League grad.
Then they have Pharaoh Brown. That's right.
I mentioned the Chad Brown guy. He's probably some Ivy League graduate. He's like pretty good receiver. Pretty good receiver for like Yale or something like that.
Laramie Tunsil and his gas mask. They have no real threats.
Okay. No, they don't.
Good defense. They won't have J.J. Watt anymore because he's probably moving on.
I'm not going to Pittsburgh.
But, you know, they've got some pretty decent defenders on this team. Whitney Merciless, Zach Cunningham, Kyle Emanuel on this roster, by the way. Yeah, listed as a third linebacker.
He's back.
Vernon Hargreaves, they got some decent
defense.
You don't
have to read the roster. They're terrible, okay? They just are.
But
Watson's the way that kept that team somewhat afloat that season. And even then, they couldn't win more.
A dynamic talent like Watson doesn't come on the market very often. And judging by what it took to get Goff traded...
If you want to speed up your
aren't you talking two or three number ones? You're going to have to pull
if
off.
If you want to speed up the rebuild process, Nick Caserio, you're going to have to get rid of Watson. You're just going to have to do it.
Well, and then you got the new coach coming in, drama.
He's trying to dodge the trade. It's like, you have to trade him. You have to.
Well, but the problem is you're going to trade him, and everybody knows you're going to trade him.
And you're going to get the best offer possible for him. You name the asking price, you're going to get that for Watson.
You think so?
Yeah.
So I think it's going to take three number ones.
Laramie Tunsil, according to the Texans, Laramie Tunsil's worth two number ones.
So this
But DeAndre Hopkins was worth a second round pick. So I don't know what the Texans' thinking is here.
Keep in mind Bill O'Brien isn't there anymore. That has a lot to do with it.
It's in between one and three in first round picks for Watson, according to the Texans.
Well, and if it's in between one and three, that's two.
Yeah.
So. Minimum two first round, probably takes three.
If I'm the Vikes, I would trade for him. But.
What are the Vikes going to trade him?
Well, at least a couple number ones. Number two, we could give him Anthony Harris. Because Anthony Harris ain't going to re-sign with the Vikes. They don't have room for him.
So you've done the cap math and you know that? No, of course
not. He's an unrestricted free agent, and the Vikes are negative.
Well, then they can't trade him, can they?
No, they can't.
So, trading Anthony Harris as an unrestricted free agent might be difficult when he's not even on your team. You're presuming they would re-sign him.
Yeah, I would.
You don't like it when I poke holes in your logic, do you? Okay. I just got told I was number one, by the way.
But I'm just like, they're a quarterback away from being really competitive.
The Vikings are?
Yes.
What's wrong with the one we have now?
Can't move.
We went to the NFC divisional playoffs with them.
Can't move, hold on to the ball too long. I judge it this way. You need a third and five to run. He gets out of the pocket. Can you get the first down? Nope.
Yeah, Wheels did it a few times this last year.
If it's third and five and it breaks down, can you get a first down?
He did that? Did. Yeah. He's a bargain.
to keep your season alive. It's like week 17. You gotta have it. You ain't getting the first down. You need that first that third down completion. You ain't getting it. John Watson can get it. I've seen the arm. I've seen it. He get a quarterback like him. The Vikes can be a perennial playoff contender.
They already are.
No, they're not. No, they're not. They break through once every couple of years. You got to get a quarterback like him who's dynamic as hell and can get around the pocket as a really strong.
So Deshaun Watson means Super Bowl homeboy. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys dynamic as him? Hell yeah. Okay. It makes it someone new to game plan for.
And you already paid Cook. You got a whole defense. I think next year you see how good this roster looks. And then you, given the roster coming back, given the draft picks, given the defenders especially coming back, I think...
with one of the toughest schedules in the NFL.
Right, but if Cousins can't win, then you know he's not the guy and the contract's up. And you move on.
Is it next year?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
I signed a 3-year extension.
Well, the way I see it, if he goes through next year and you hang on to him, then at the end of next year you're going to be able to see how good he is.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's my philosophy. Are you looking this one up?
I'm looking what the Vikings schedule is going to be.
Oh, well, I don't really. Well, I'll give you a sneak preview. Home against Green Bay, at Green Bay.
Shut it.
Okay.
Browns, Steelers, Cowboys, Seahawks, Rams. You're on the road at Baltimore, Arizona, Carolina, San Francisco, and Cincinnati.
Okay.
Why is that? Why do they make a schedule so hard like that? I mean, it's ridiculous.
So, his base for 2021 is $21 million. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the 2022 salary guarantees on March 19th of this year. Okay. So, he's going to be 33 years old this year. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And his cap hit is $31 million. His dead cap after this year drops to $10 million. And $45 million cap hit, but a $10 million dead cap hit. It's gonna be pretty tough to go through that now. I think you almost have to keep him.
I don't want to keep him.
I know you don't.
He was great when we first got him, but it's just like.
But think about the offense. Now we have a new offensive coordinator.
Who is it?
And well, it will be somebody new anyway. Have we actually signed an offensive coordinator?
No. We're still interviewing a bunch of guys. Even the Giants receivers coach. Like,
oh, is that what they're bringing in? I forgot.
No, they interviewed him.
Yeah, they interviewed him.
But I want a guy to bring in a new philosophy. Bring in a new philosophy because it's just, since...
No, he won't be.
Since Zimmer got the job, it's run the ball. Maybe spread it some true passing.
NFC Championship game appearance?
Ever since Keenum was there as a drop-back passing offense, we were really good in that offense. Once it went back to Kirk, it was handoff,
play action,
roll out,
play action.
It's so one-dimensional with the way the Vikings
works.
For 7 wins, sure it works, but that's not going to beat really good teams like Seattle, like the Rams. It just isn't going to work. Let's mix up the offense a little bit.
Yeah. Okay.
You have the weapons to do it.
Okay.
Why is it going to matter? I mean, just try something new.
So, just for the record, the Viking offense, you think, wasn't very good this year?
I thought it had its moments.
What does that mean?
They were good in some spots, and they're really bad in other spots. Like the Falcon game was horrible.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. Agreed.
I mean, they shit the bed against teams like the Falcons, who you should dominate. Get their ass kicked. It just doesn't make sense. Like, then it flashes against Seattle, one of the better teams in the NFL. They were a 4th and 10 away from winning that game.
Right.
It's just Tennessee. You had them dead to rights, and you couldn't beat them because you needed one drive to get in the field goal range. Botch snap, the drive's over right there.
Vikes had the 11th ranked offense in the league this year,
and it didn't mean. And yeah, I mean, once the defense is fully healthy, yeah, then maybe that'll work, but...
4th ranked by yardage.
And that got 7 wins.
I'm just telling you, they were...
No, I get it, but it's just ridiculous.
The 3 teams ahead of them all made the playoffs. Yeah.
It's ridiculous how they just can't put two good seasons
there. They're 11th ranked offense in scoring. They're not a horrible offense.
No, you have weapons to do it. Why don't you just go after a drop back passing offense?
It's not like they don't do that now.
No, but it's 50-60% run the ball. The Bison are going to run the ball consistently. You are not.
Let's see. They threw 516 passes and had 468 rushing attempts. That looks like they throw the ball more than they run it, don't they?
Pretty balanced offense, right?
Yeah, a little bit, but you just told me that it's a balanced offense.
It's a balanced
It's not a drop back passing offense.
I know it's not.
Okay.
Never said it was.
But you just said it was a drop back passing offense. Want me to rewind the tape?
No.
You just said a drop back passing.
It should be a drop back passing.
Okay. So they ran the ball for 4.9 yards per attempt. That's pretty decent.
You have to overuse Dalvin Cook if you drop back and pass it.
Right. Maybe if they picked up 139 first downs. That's pretty good. Yeah. I would say that they didn't do bad. What they did is they turned the ball over too much. Okay.
Kirk.
Yards per play, they were fifth in the league. Problem is, they're a top 10 team in giving the ball away. 23 turnovers. All right. Listen to the teams ahead of them on this list: Broncos, 49ers, Eagles, Washington, Raiders, Cowboys, Rams, Jaguars, Bengals. All turned the ball over more than the Vikings. Only two of those teams made the playoffs. Okay. And Washington really shouldn't have. The Rams are the only team that made the playoffs. And advanced with that kind of list.
But it just seems like every game you see Dalvin Cook hobble up through, like, oh no.
Yeah.
But it's just like, maybe if he takes the load off of Dalvin Cook, put it in Kirk's hands.
Right.
Okay. We paid the money for you. Why don't you do something with this team?
Let's move on to the other ones. Just so we get
a whole hour on Kirk.
Good. We might too.
Might.
New Orleans. Brees hasn't made it official.
The unknown. He's going to retire. Just say it already. You're going to retire.
He's probably going to retire.
Just say you're going to. I mean, you know once he retires, the fire sale is going to start with the Saints.
Who do you think is, if you're a betting man right now, February 1st, who starts at quarterback?
Jameis.
Can I at least give the options?
Jameis Winston or Taysom? It's Jameis or Taysom. Jameis.
I don't know.
I would start Jameis.
I kind of agree.
It's just Taysom's just a Swiss Army knife to you.
You love that phrase, Swiss Army knife.
No, everybody uses the phrase.
So I know, but you love
it. What is he going to call? They'll put weapon? He ain't going to put weapon. He's not Randall Cunningham. So.
He's the, what did Nate Burleson call him? The kid in school at recess who does everything?
Right.
Or, like, pick for everything?
But, I mean, you use him for so many different things. Keep him doing all the different things. You just keep Jameis as the regular quarterback.
Washington. Alex Smith.
Heinicke.
Taylor Heinicke.
Heinicke.
You can't. To quote John McEnroe, you cannot be serious about starting Taylor Heinicke, is it? No.
He took on Brady and almost won, so, I mean, so let's just...
Really? Did you ever think they were going to win that game?
No.
And don't say he took him on and almost
won. But he still played pretty well. He did. You cannot say he didn't play that well.
Great. And they certainly... He certainly put up a decent fight. No chance. He'll never start. He's a great guy to have on your bench.
I would draft one. I mean, seriously.
Well, I know. Well, we'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
Philly.
Wentz.
Well, if I was a betting man, I'd say it's Wentz, too.
Carson. But. Not Hurts. You just need to get his confidence back. I mean, that's really where he's at.
Maybe they need to put him out there against Western Illinois.
He struggled against Western Illinois at times, though.
Everybody struggled against Western Illinois.
No, but Wentz only won a game 17-10 in McComb, so, I mean, you know, come on.
It's like a requirement we bring McComb up on the show now and every week.
McComb Country Club.
McComb. And then we have the two obvious ones. Jacksonville.
Trevor Lawrence.
Which is probably going to be Trevor Lawrence. I'm just saying that Gardner Minshew will not be starting next year. And Urban Meyer.
He ain't taking Fields. Stop it.
Even with the Ohio State connection?
No.
Generational talent, Trevor Lawrence.
Stop with that phrase. Hate that phrase.
Generational talent.
Why did media personalities? Why like Mel Kiper? Why do they throw that around?
Todd. What, generational talent.
Well, why do they throw it around? Why do they throw that term around? How did Jeff George turn out?
$1 million arm, 10 cent head.
Sucked.
Great mustache though.
Andrew Luck was okay, but it lasted
By the way, speaking of the Colts,
but it lasted 7 seasons.
Well, they're the last Colt. Well, let's talk about that because the popular rumor is that they want to coax Andrew Luck out of retirement.
He ain't coming back.
Well, I'm just really happy with my decision to retire from football.
Probably some stain. He probably, you know, Palo Alto being a professor and all.
So. I'd love to see the Captain Andrew Luck Twitter account come back though. That thing was dope.
Is it still active?
No, but it was always.
Is it still up?
I think it's still up, but I just don't think it's been active. Talking about squirrel oil on the guns and everything else, it was great.
It's the greatest Twitter account.
Great ever. Twitter account. But talk going off and defeating the. He was talking when they play the Titans. He talked about the large men that they're playing, the Titan men, and then he was talking about playing the Bengals. And he was talking about the Jungle Cats, you know, campaigning against the jungle. It was great. It was just a great Twitter feed. But all right, you think of the quarterbacks come up in draft. We think Trevor Lawrence is going to go to Jacksonville. We think Justin Fields, a Jet.
That's a tough one. I think they're going to take a left tackle.
Okay.
Lane Sewell from Oregon, the by far the best left tackle in this draft.
Zach, and then we have your boy Wilson.
No.
Just asking.
Overrated.
And then, of course, there's that small matter of the gentleman that played quarterback here at North Dakota State.
Yeah, that's a good thing. I don't want to. If you mention Zach Wilson one more time, I'm going to go off.
Zach Wilson's awesome. Sorry.
I'm trying to save it for the mock draft we do later, but it's just like, I just hate him so much.
Well, the problem is with him, you're not going to give him a fair shake because you hate him.
And he's what, 6 flat? I mean, and he played where? BYU?
Yeah.
Who is best team you played? All right, Coastal Carolina. And you lost. Don't and you were terrible at that
gonna
game.
They're going to get me flared up about that. Mac Jones.
Just because he went to Alabama, he's got
to Kyle Trask.
No. He's a third round pick. Okay.
Kellen Munn?
No.
Jamie Newman from Georgia?
No.
Sam Ehlinger?
No.
No?
Sam Ehlinger's got a great story.
Okay. No. All right, just...
Kyle Trask can't move. Mac Jones can't move. I mean, you got to be able to move now.
Just asking.
No, but...
I don't know the answer.
Kellen Munn doesn't blow me away as a great quarterback.
Wasn't he the MVP of the...
He was a game manager.
Reese's Bowl, by the way.
He was a game manager at A&M, wasn't it? I wasn't...
By the way, we're talking about the Reese's Bowl. Mad props to the Reese's Bowl guys for dumping the winning coach on Brian Flores. They dumped the Gatorade bottle or the Gatorade container. Of course, it was full of Reese's
peanut butter cups.
You gotta love that shit.
Like, if you're a player, just stuff it down your pants real quick. Like, I'll never notice just stuffing them.
I think football players should avoid stuffing stuff down their pants in general.
Well, it's Reese's peanut butter cups.
Anyway, no, I agree. I think as I look at this list of quarterbacks, and I just see where teams should go. Boy, the New England thing is intriguing to me because they could go any different ways. With the Jets, it's like, you know, they're either going to be Darnold or Fields. With Denver,
New England can't draft with a shit. So in terms of skill position, I mean, have you seen what Bill Belichick's drafted in terms of skill position guys? Yeah. They're terrible. And the best guy that gets from the seventh round in Edelman.
I'm not gonna hold you to this now because there's gonna be a lot to talk about this later. But where does your gut tell you Deshaun Watson starts week one at this year?
Won't be Houston because he's probably gonna sit off. He's still.
You don't think he's gonna be in Houston?
He's played last down in Houston.
That clip's coming back. Don't worry. Got to mark that one down. All right.
Why is that such
at the 48 minute mark? Grant said, "Yeah."
Why is that such a bad thing?
I'm just saying. I don't know if he's played his last down there. I don't know.
I think he has. I mean, what Nick Caserio? He's like, you're going to be included in the head coaching search. Okay, great. Deshaun Watson was never consulted on anything in terms of the head coaching decision.
I don't think players should run teams.
LeBron
players
does.
Players play coaches. Coach.
LeBron does.
So be
a little couple titles. He's done pretty well.
It doesn't work the same way in the
Tom
NFL.
Tom Brady did. He did a pretty good job.
It doesn't work the same way in the NFL. It doesn't work.
Brady did it. No, it didn't. It did.
Not totally.
Got Randy Moss there.
How'd that work out? They won a championship with Randy Moss?
No, they went 16-0. I mean, they didn't. they did something, right?
I know, but the whole thing about the players, the inmates running the asylum, which of course you're not allowed to say anymore, apparently. I don't like that. And they can, you know, they can own the team later and they can make their own decisions. But, you know.
But what fits their play style? What fits the offense? Maybe the quarterback should be consulted on that?
I think the quarterback position is so important that you're almost forced to listen to
If they really wanted Watson back, they would hire Bieniemy. If they really wanted Watson to stay around. And that may persuade them to stay around. But
isn't it weird that neither Bieniemy nor Brian Daboll got a job, and they're probably the two best offenses?
Daboll's too pass happy for teams, it seems like.
That's not a big idea. Is that a big deal these days? Everybody's pass happy.
Right, but at least the Chiefs will run the ball and they'll get some success with it. Yeah, the Bills just like pass, 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 pass. It's just, there's no running involved. Bieniemy,
that's true.
Bieniemy is being criticized for what he did 20 years ago. That was 20 years ago.
True.
I mean,
can't argue with that.
I mean, it's just ridiculous how people like let's shun aside Eric Bieniemy because, you know what? Yeah, I know he's a convicted felon. I know he's done some things wrong. But that was 20 years ago. People change in 20 years. I mean, your hairstyle hasn't changed in 20 years. It's one of the very few things it has.
Wow.
But I'm just saying.
That was a cheap shot. Not inaccurate, but it's still a cheap shot.
Well, I'm just saying, Bieniemy's one of the brightest minds in this game, and they're just refusing to give him a job. Like, if Zimmer underperforms this year, would you fire him this upcoming season?
If he underperforms?
Like, if he goes 7-9 again, would you fire him? Would you fire him?
I'd have to give it some serious consideration.
I think the game's passed him by a little bit.
I don't think when you have a defense and the personnel that he had last year, it's fair to judge.
Yeah, I know, but it's just like...
If he has a losing record with this team coming up, I think you've got to really consider it.
He'll be a D coordinator somewhere, like go back to Cincinnati. But it's just like, they just need to do something different in Minnesota if he can't do it this year.
Okay.
You need to change the scenery.
Need to do something different. The cry of the common fan, we just need to make a trade! Or something.
Well, I am a common fan here. Seriously. So.
Well, I understand that, but let's move on.
They really talk about the Bison basketball. Right now?
I don't know what that was.
Can we just not talk about it.
First of all, if you didn't see any of the game by the,
I didn't. But
yeah, you did. You watched Fridays.
I watched Friday. Yeah.
Bison men split a pair with the UMKC Ruse. They played in a gym that Jeff Kopak described on Twitter as something that looked like the old Fargo Shanley gym. I was joking that somewhere in the upper rafters of, what is it, Silwell Coliseum or whatever it's called, that there's some old dusty popcorn machine that they just forgot about sitting around in like these huge tubs of butter that they haven't used. Old game programs from 1984 that someone forgot about up there, back from like the NAIA Great 8 tournament or whatever that they used to be in. Holy cow, that gym. And I thought Macomb was bad.
They make it worse.
That was worse.
Again, I told you this. The seating capacity, 1,500. Now, 15,000, 1,500. The Shack seats what? 8,000 maybe?
I don't know, but it was family and friends apparently only at this game.
That's about the max.
The cheerleaders were taking up half the stands by spreading out. I mean, honestly, the Bison need to learn to win games like that. And if I am a Summit League team, the last team I want to see in a tournament game is UMKC. They are every bit of a...
They're just really aggressive. I mean, they just have a lot of guys off their bench that... I forgot if it was Bauer or something like that off their bench. That Strindin, like, small forward they had, are just chucking up threes and all going in. They got, like, a standard pound, like... junior centers. Just
they had like their own Steve Forbes kind of guy going on out there. Not a fat ass. Good.
But he Rocky Cruiser, he had to back up and foul him because he make all the free throws. Right. Like,
so the Bison won 71-67 on Friday and then came back Saturday and it was a rock fight. 49-47. In a game every bit as ugly as it sounds.
How many turnovers were there in that game?
There were a lot.
Total, for both teams.
So, total, the Bison turned it over 15 times.
Oh, my God.
And 8 by the Ruse. In the previous evening's encounter, which honestly looked like exactly the same type of game except they made a few more shots, the Bison turned it over 13 times. And again, 8.
It just seems like the Ruse, they go into like a half-court trap, it seems like, at times.
Bison were 26 of 33 at the free throw line in the first game.
Yeah.
In the second game, they were 10 of 12. it really all came down to free throws. And their field goal shooting, they shot over 50% in the first game. They were 16 of 47. I haven't looked at the numbers, but I bet that's the worst they've shot all year. It was awful.
It just the ruse, they pressure you a lot. They force you into turnovers, which is what their defense is based out of.
It's pure ugly ball.
But you have to win games like the way they did the first time. You have to win that way against them. You cannot outrun them. You can't do anything. You're a really stout defensive team.
What's so interesting about looking at their wins this year, they frustrate teams. They lost to Kansas State by 4.
But K-State isn't...
I know.
They're
they got blown out by the Gophers, which they should. But if you look at their conference games, every one of them is, with the exception of... They blew out UND, which kind of makes me shake my head a little bit. But they gave South Dakota fits. They lost by 2 and by 6 to South Dakota. They split with Oral Roberts. And they split with the Bison. This is a team that's going to be annoying as hell. Now, they're not going to be able to play Western this weekend. That truly might be the worst Summit League set of games that we're going to play.
In the Western line, Denver, that's the worst.
That's probably true.
That's worse.
That's probably true. But it sure as heck looks like UMKC is going to be one of those teams that you do not want to draw in the first round.
It just seems like they're going to be like that, and
in a one-game scenario, that's a dangerous team. They remind me.
They are the total Jack spoiler kind of team because the Jacks would be like a 2-7 or 11.
They're a Western Illinois from a few years ago.
Yeah, that's exactly what they
same
are.
Same defense.
I remember that night we were in Arizona. We went to Grandma and Grandpa's. Remember for that weekend off. I looked at the score. I'm like, That's not right, is it?
Of course, Western Illinois had that huge dude.
Yeah, Ben Pyle. Yeah, he was just
no. The 7 foot like Kubek or whatever his name was.
Oh yeah. Ben Pyle and then him, right?
Private Pyle. Every team's got a Private Pyle.
Well, yeah. I ran into the room thinking, Western Illinois just beat South Dakota State.
Look at this effing guy.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
So the Summit League standings are going to be really screwed up, and this is where this is going to maybe bite.
How many conference games have the Jacks played?
The Jackrabbits have
four?
Played exactly. Well, first
is it four?
They played four.
Four.
So South Dakota's 8-0. South Dakota State's 4-0.
Drop them down the waist.
The Bison are 8-2. ORU 6-2. UND's now 4-6 with UMKC.
You should penalize South Dakota State for them only playing four conference games. They're not second in the conference.
That's the thing. Now, this weekend, boy, this is going to be interesting because you've got the back-to-back games between Oral Roberts and NDSU, and then you've got South Dakota State also connecting this weekend. That'll be interesting.
I don't know who to root for in that game. I mean, there really isn't anybody you want to root for.
Well, I think you want to hang a loss on South Dakota State. I think you, but it's at.
If they split, that'd be.
Problem is, they're both. You know, obviously, again, the home team's got both games. They're both at Frost.
Oh, Jackson winning those two games.
So I think that's going to be tough.
It's more annoying UMKC. You know, what's more annoying UMKC's defense? Frost Arena. Because we haven't lost a game there in what 4 years?
Forever.
They just don't lose at Frost for some reason.
Right. They just don't. They're just such a good team.
Ridiculous. It's so. If they split, if those teams split, fantastic.
Right.
Because then they both will have lost one game in conference play.
We need to close out the show quickly with a note about our good friend Kelly Rowland, a fan of the show, no doubt. Because our good friend Kelly Rowland had a baby over the weekend. Noah John Weatherspoon. And if you don't know who Kelly Rowland is, Destiny's Child and everything, but more importantly, plays our favorite song. You got that right. So she's the commander. So congratulations, Kelly and her husband, whose name I just forgot. Tim Weatherspoon. No, not the former WBA heavyweight champion, but anyway, congratulations, Kelly and Tim, on baby boy Noah. May you have a long and happy life, Noah, but let's go. Yeah. Anyway. Congratulations, Kelly. Good pick there. Noah's a good name for a kid, too. So
What, and then like, name me that? Or
No. I'm just saying that's a...
Still don't get, like, why'd you choose Grant as my name? I never really understood that.
It's a great name.
I'm not Grant Hill or anything like that.
No. Otherwise, if you had developed a jump shot, maybe, but no.
That was never going to happen.
That wasn't your destiny.
So. I was given your jump shot, so it probably wasn't going to happen.
You don't have my skyhook, though. That's really what the key to the whole thing is.
No, I had the post fade. The post fade was my shot.
Your shot is the corner, is the side jumper there from, the mid-range side jump.
It was
shot.
The post fade, and then it was like I go towards the elbow and just do like a hook kind of thing, and it would go in. I'm like, how'd that go in?
We wondered that a lot ourselves.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. Get in touch with the show. Our email is legendandloudmouth@gmail.com. That's legendandloudmouth@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter @legendloudmouth. That's @legendloudmouth. And you can check out our website, legendandloudmouth.com. That's legendandloudmouth.com for links to our previous shows. And why Coastal Carolina in the month of February, still and more forever. So, Grant, how do we find
follow you? Follow me on Instagram, Snapchat, @GrantLegend1. Follow me on TikTok, @GrantLegend. Follow us on Instagram, @Legend_LoudmouthInTheScorePod. It's @Legend_LoudmouthInTheScorePod. DM us if you like the show, hate the show, we don't care. Just DM us, please. Subscribe to the YouTube channel.
You might get through this closing.
I don't read it out. We have a cue card like you do. I just do it from the
heart. Don't spoil the mysteries of the show. I nail it every time because I've got it right here. Coming up Thursday, all things Super Bowl. We preview the LV. We'll talk about the upcoming game between the Chiefs and the Bucks. We'll break down all the prop bets, all the details. Preview the Super Bowl Thursday with Legend and the Loudmouth. Good night, everybody.